Tennessee is taking a tentative step toward acknowledging its legacy of lynching and other civil rights crimes. State lawmakers are weighing whether Tennessee should establish a commission that can investigate cold cases ignored by law enforcement during Jim Crow. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
97-year-old Charlie Morris vividly recalls his brother's murder. Jesse was a sharecropper in Shelby County. Suspicious because his harvest never seemed to cover his debts, in the spring of 1936, Jesse asked the local general store for a receipt of his seed purchases. For his diligence, he was shot, castrated, dragged, and left for dead in the Hatchie River.
Dr. Graves, who was the medical examiner at that time, as well as the sheriff, when they took him out of the river, they told a commercial appeal there was no signs of anything but drowning.
Morris described the killing and cover-up at a legislative hearing earlier this year. In all, 238 Tennesseans are documented to have been lynched. The crimes include hangings, beatings, and drownings. Some lawmakers want to form a commission that could look into those cases and decide whether to prosecute perpetrators if they're still alive. A study committee of three state representatives and three senators will hash out the details, or even if the commission is something Tennessee desires. The move is part of a larger effort to rethink brutality under Jim Crow. Some now say lynching should be viewed as domestic terrorism aimed at depriving African Americans of their rights rather than random violence. The gruesome death of Jesse Lee Bond in 1938 is difficult to contemplate now, these people say, but they add it's long past time for authorities to acknowledge his killing was not an isolated incident. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.